have no idea why or how I stumbled on this. I don't know if I was reading Reddit or something, and it got me on the case of the four-legged woman from Texas.
Never heard of her.
I hadn't either. But her name was Josephine Myrtle Corbin, and she was born in Tennessee in 1868. But she passed away in Cleburne in 1928. So she's still buried down there in Cleburne. So shout out to our Cleburne P1s right now. But she was a sideshow performer under the moniker Four-Legged Girl from Texas. She started this job when she was just 13 years of age, and she did it for 5 years, and her popularity in that industry was such that other showmen turned to exhibiting four-legged girls, too, or four-legged men, but I think all of them actually were falsified. They had, you know, trick legs and stuff like that, but she was the real deal.
Did she walk on all four, or only two of them walked?
No, so she had, it's kind of like the parasitic twin deal, but it's a very rare form of it called Dipingus. I don't know. Something like that. Which made her have a twin from the waist down. She was two people.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yes.
Even two vaginas?
You did say waist.
Yes.
Yeah, I know my anatomy.
Indeed. Yes, she did have two vaginas, and we're getting to that part of the story eventually.
Okay, good.
Calm down. Stop stampeding toward the vagina, as you were so wont to do.
It's Monty Python line.
What was that from?
Okay, that was from... Was that from The Meaning of Life? Always stampeding straight to the...
Oh, yeah. When John Cleese was demonstrating proper Grechel technique and having a class.
Yeah. That was The Meaning of Life, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very uncomfortable.
Tried to sell somebody on that movie to watch recently.
Yeah, he was...
Did it work out for you?
No. Oh.
He was trying to teach his class about foreplay.
Right.
And he said, don't go stampeding off straight to the...
What's wrong with a kiss?
If we could get back to Myrtle, please.
Myrtle, the four-legged woman from Texas.
Myrtle's extra legs resulted in an even rarer form of conjoined twins known as dipingus, which gave her two complete bodies from the waist down. She had two small pelvises side by side, and each one of her smaller, so she had like two big legs on the outside and then two smaller legs inside.
Did she play golf?
Why do you say that?
I would just think she'd have a really difficult time clearing her hips. Follow through.
Really difficult.
She did have wider hips due to her birth defect, George.
I know.
She'd have to use natural golf like Mo, what's his name?
What's interesting is that
Mo Norman.
Her and her twin, if you could call it that,
her bottom twin.
Her bottom twin. Each one of them had one big leg and one small leg.
Okay.
But she walked on her two outside legs. So her and her sister.
Rant never did a segment on this woman.
What do you mean?
Right.
No.
Right up here.
How could y'all have missed this?
So she walks on the two outside legs.
Which are the big legs?
Right.
Okay.
And then she has two smaller legs that dangle in between. So it always looks like she's breech birthing something.
Right.
Because they always wore skirts back then. She didn't have a tailor that could make pants to fit this situation.
So the inside legs were non-functioning.
Well, they could function, but she couldn't walk on them.
They didn't hit the ground.
They weren't strong enough to walk on, and the fact that the two outside legs would then have to drag behind her if she walked on the small legs.
Right. What a weird look that would have been for her.
Why are you laughing?
But so she could control the small legs.
Yes.
Okay.
Like she could do high kick routines and everything with those if she wanted to.
She would have been the greatest recruit ever by the Kilgore Rangerettes. She would have been their Marcus Dupree.
Well, who is the Kilgore Rangerettes' current record holder for being their lifelong Marcus Dupree?
I don't know.
So she leaves at the age of 18 from the circus. By the way, unfortunately, of her two big legs, one of them was a club foot. And she only had three toes on each small leg.
So she was that circus's Tom Dempsey.
In a way, I guess, yes. I understand you're trying to make it relatable for sports fans with Marcus Dupree and Tommy Dempsey.
Did she? Tom Dempsey. Tom. Did she play hockey?
What do you mean?
Well, I would think she could be a goalie and make all sorts of crazy saves.
Not if the two middle legs don't touch the ice.
Yeah, but they could. Like a shot that's going maybe through the five hole, maybe a. The two outside legs bend down and she kicks that one away. She's not some sort of hockey octopus.
She would set a record for most kick saves.
Anyway. So she gets married at the age of 19. She leaves the circus and marries this guy.
Really?
Yes.
Now we're getting to the two...
what? The two what?
You know
five
what?
Holes?
It's good to bring it back to sports.
Yes, because she turns up pregnant.
Wow.
After she gets married to this guy. And the doctor that examined her found that not only did she have duplication of her external sexual organ, but there was a similar duplication internally. So she had two uteri. And according to the doctor, upon being told that she was pregnant, Myrtle replied in disbelief, "If it had been in my right side, I would come nearer to believing you're correct." From that comment, they determined that she preferred intercourse
with the right
on the right one, but the left one, not so much. But the left one was the one that husband Myrtle had, I guess, preferred that time.
So they connected maybe inside?
No, she had two uteri.
Oh, two separate.
There were two, yes.
But did those connect in any way where he may still have fouled her preferred side?
Oh, gosh.
But then inside her very different body...
The fetus traveled over?
Yes.
Into the adjoining chamber?
The fetus put on baby scuba gear and traveled over to the next chamber.
Like in a Thai cave?
This is the worst medical lecture I've ever listened to.
Well, I'm not saying that we're medical experts, but we do try to raise awareness.
I think George brings up a good question. How has it taken you 26 years to find this story?
Well,
this is like the greatest story ever.
From just down the road in Cleburne.
She ended up having five children.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Three of them were hers, and two of them were her sister's, or the other way around. Whoa. I'm not sure how you figure it.
From half twin.
So they came out both sides.
A full twin.
They came out both sides.
I mean, the half a person is still the full twin of her.
Right.
Oh, yes, them out of both vaginas. So, I mean, in you know, it's important to look at it from all aspects, correct? From the husband's point of view, Myrtle was never out of commission.
That's why she had five kids.
Is because he could just, factory, you know, just conveyor belt these kids. While one of them is baking in one uterus, you just travel over and do all your... Oh, God.
Cray-tray.
Cray-tray.
Jeez, dude. What are you doing? Well, she eventually dies in 1928 in Cleburne, Texas. and her casket was covered in concrete, and various family members kept watch until it was fully dried. You know why they did that?
Because they thought she was alive.
Let's go with George's answer. To prevent grave robbers from stealing her corpse, because several medical practitioners and private collectors had offered rewards for her corpse. Because they collected medical oddities.
What price point would you have to get to allow a loved one's remains to go to science like that?
Well, first of all, George, you shouldn't be in the business of selling your loved one's remains.
Well, I would never think about it, but if someone offered me like 1.3 for grandpa's remains, I may go,
Yeah. I'd think maybe. About it.
You would sell your grandpa's remains for $1 million.
Yes, I would.
1.3.
I would for a million. My price is a million.
Okay, so we got undercutters over here working against you, George.
Now, and, keep in mind, I never met either of my grandfathers, so I have no attachment.
Way to go,
them.
George.
I knew one of mine very well.
Way to go.
I think he would have been
You didn't
fine
know your other grandfather?
No, he died 20 years before I was born because of mustard gas in World War I. I gave him leukemia. But go ahead, do a bit on it.
My
Gordon Keith.
Condolences to you and your mustard gas.
My dad had to come back from the South Pacific to bury his father while he was serving our country. But sorry, you were doing something?
Most certainly indeed. I said most certainly indeed. Okay. So you can't say that I wasn't sensitive. I knew both my granddads.
That's great.
Totally.
So you wouldn't sell their remains?
So I'm the best one of the three of us.
If one of them was four-legged, you would have sold their remains?
If one of your grandfathers was four-legged?
If one of yours was.
Well, Junior's the one who doesn't know whether one of his grandfathers was four-legged, because he didn't know either of them.
Because I had no relationship with either grandfather, I'd probably sell their remains for $2,000.
Gosh.
Man.
What?
Those men worked hard to give you a life.
I'm sure they were both great men.
And now you'd sell all six of their legs if you had the chance.
They're not doing anybody else any good.
Do you even know where your grandfathers are buried?
I do.
Where?
One is in West Texas, I believe. No. One's in Longview in East Texas, and the other one is in Glen Olen, North Dakota.
Which one's the four-legged one? That's the one I need to know where his grave is.
The one in North Dakota.
Really? Okay.
Okay, here's the question. Do you have a picture of the four-legged woman? Was there ever a photograph, a painting?
I don't have one printed out here, but you can look her up.
Okay.
Oh, I can't believe you're going to do
four-legged woman.
What's her name? Are you interested in this story? Josephine Myrtle.
Corbin.
Yes. You're not going to be interested just because of the fashion of the day.
Oh, my.
What the heck is going on? What?
God. That's an actual picture?
She probably has family that still lives here, dude.
She was pretty.
She was way hotter than I imagined.
No, there's a fake one that's in there, too. That, in the wedding dress standing up.
Yeah. Oh, she looks like a rocket.
Yes. One of those is fake because that looks like a picture taken from 1998.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, she's hot.
Yeah.
Okay, I see the real one now.
It's more Victorian looking.
Yeah,
now.
She's sitting down.
Yeah.
She's also got her right foot's turned way in.
Well, I told you she had a club foot.
Oh, that's
what did you not know about club feet?
I thought one of the fake legs had a club foot.
No, they're all real legs.
But I thought you said one of the small ones was the club foot.
One of the big legs was a club foot, so she really only had one good leg to stand on.
Damn. It looks like a kid is sitting in her lap, but she's hiding the kid except for the legs.
Right. Yes.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
She looks pretty young in that picture.
Well, she probably was. She was in the circus from 13 to 18, so it was probably taken during that time, around that time. Maybe
all
around 19 when she got married. But that is the story of the four-legged
poor
girl
Myrtle.
From Texas who is buried, I believe, in Cleburne, Texas. So we could actually go see her grave and do a show from out there.
We should.
To raise awareness of her grave.
Gordo, I think that was my favorite ODEC ever.
See there?
Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you.
Coming up next, we welcome the generic youth minister into the bunker.